Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria up to 29 degrees tomorrow. Johannesburg and Polokwane 28. Mahikeng going up to 31 degrees. The Hawks, in collaboration with the Border Management Authority, have arrested two immigration specialists at the Beitbridge Port of Entry amid ongoing corruption probes. Here's BMA spokesperson Meme Mohotsi.
Currently, the BMA is processing 45 cases that are still to be concluded. About 27 officials have been dismissed since the BMA's inception on 1 April 2023.
The arrest follows an ongoing investigation linked to the case of immigration specialist Dora Ngube. She was arrested last year for illegally processing six Malawian nationals at Beitbridge. And earlier today, seven Chinese nationals have been found guilty of over 150 counts, including kidnapping, human trafficking, and assisting a person to live in the country illegally. They appeared in the High Court in Johannesburg, where they were charged for the trafficking of illegal immigrants to South Africa and subjecting them to forced labor. 91 Malawian nationals were found in the factory during an inspection, including children aged between 14 and 16. All but one of the accused have been remanded in custody pending the handing down of sentence next week Friday. And following recent flooding in various provinces, President Cyril Ramaphosa appealed to traditional leaders to work closely with disaster management authorities and the local governments of cooperative and traditional affairs.
Work with the disaster management response teams in our provinces and support the work that is being done to protect our rural communities against extreme weather conditions.
Speaking at the opening National House of Traditional and Khoi San leaders, he also underlined the dangers of building homes in low-lying areas. Speaking about floods, the Department of Social Development in Northwest has provided aid to 84 households affected by floods at Klipvoorstad and Assen in the Madibeng local municipality. That's not in the area of Brits. Dozens of residents lost their homes. Here's the department spokesperson, Pietra Siko.
So far, we have distributed 55 food parcels to the needy families at Klipvoorstad village using the helicopter and the boat. We have also distributed 29 food parcels to all the affected residents in Assen village.
And finally, the management of the FNB Stadium in Gauteng announced a plan to nip the sale of counterfeit tickets in the bud. Briefing the media, Stadium Management CEO Bertie Groblaar announced that a new ticketing system will be used this Saturday.
We made a decision to accelerate the ticketing system at the venues we manage. With that, I refer to FNB Stadium and Orlando Stadium with immediate effect.
He also announced what he calls a first in sporting events, the ability to buy tickets on WhatsApp.
The process to purchase is extremely easy. You can pay via Zappa, any card. You can pay via the Capitec app. And you can also purchase via one voucher.
That's it from the news desk for today. From myself, Malina Fusha, and the rest of the team, enjoy your evening.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
Bye bye, Nanki, Rob and Roz. My name is Danny Painter. En ek het 30 minute van more music you love op pad. Blackbird, Jasmine Thompson, Teddy Swims, NSYNC en meer. You can check it all out op jacarandafm.com of jy kan vir my boodskap stuur op 0848500942 if I'm not playing you something that you want to listen to. Here's Michael Jacks with You Rock My World.
If someone told me that the world would end tonight, you could take all that I got for once, I wouldn't start a fight. You could have my liquor, take my dinner, take my fun, my birthday cake, my soul, my dog, take everything I love, but